Luke chapter 24. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, that would be Sunday, they and certain others with him came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices that they had prepared. Remember, they had prepared it on Friday. They had rested on the Sabbath like they were supposed to do. So they were coming back on Sunday to anoint his body with the ointments and the spices that they had prepared. Now, they were going to have a problem when they got there, because remember, there was a big rock rolled in front of the hole of this tomb. But it says, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about it, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Of course, we know these were angels. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered in the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Remember when he kept telling you guys this? This is what he meant. This is what happened. And they remembered his words, and they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things to the 11 apostles and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women who were with them, who told these things to the apostles, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they did not believe them. Then Peter arose and ran to the sepulchre, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering to himself at what had come to pass. Do you find it interesting that the linen clothes were laid by themselves? They were like folded and laid neatly. So, you know, it's... there was a rumor afterwards going around that, oh, his disciples stole his body away and tried to make it look like he just rose from the dead. Well, usually thieves don't neatly lay things, fold things up as they're running away. And behold, two of them went that day to a village called Emmaus, which was about 60 furlongs from Jerusalem. I think that's like 7 miles. And it says, behold, two of them. So I think that's two of them that were with the 11. Because it says, all these, they were told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. And behold, two of them. So I think they were with the 11 when the women came and told them. Okay, and they walked together of all of these, and they talked together of all of these things that had happened. And it came to pass that while they spoke and reasoned together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were covered that they would not know him. So they're walking back to their village, okay, these two guys that were there with the apostles when the women came and said what they said, and I guess they didn't know whether to believe if it was true or not. So they're going walking back to their village, and here comes Jesus. He joins himself with them, and he's walking with them, but they don't know it's Jesus. I don't know exactly how. I don't exactly know what happened when it said, but their eyes were covered that they would not know him. Something. God did something so that they would not recognize Jesus. And he said to them, what manner of communications are these that you have with one another as you walk and are sat? Like, what's going on? What's everybody talking about? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, are you only a stranger in Jerusalem and have not known the things that have come to pass there in these days? How can you not know what's going on? You must not be from around here. How can you not know what's going on? This is like big talk around here. And he said to them, what things? And they said to him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it was he who would have redeemed Israel. Of course, they thought physical kingdom, right? Physical kingdom, physical king on a physical throne in Jerusalem. They didn't understand either. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yes, and some women also of our company. So remember, they were with the 11, and then the women came and told them what had happened. Yes, and some women also of our company, who were at the sepulchre early, made us astonished. And when they did not find his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. And some of those who were with us went to the sepulcher and found it even as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them the things concerning himself and all the scriptures. And I want to say this to people all the time. Why don't you crack a Bible? How about opening up your Bible and reading things for yourself? He's basically telling them the same thing. Why don't you open the Old Testament and read? There are over 300 prophecies about me, and I have fulfilled every single one of them. There is statistically no possible way that someone could do that if they were not the Christ. And they drew near to the village where they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they urged him, saying, Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. So stay with us, it's getting late. And he went in to stay with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were open. So, I think this is probably some kind of miracle where he made it to where they couldn't recognize him, and then he took that away, and then they could recognize him. Their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? Didn't you feel something? Didn't it seem like something was going on with this guy? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with him gathered together, saying, The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. I need to study that a little bit more because I don't know why they're saying and has appeared to Simon. I mean, appeared to a lot of people, so I'm confused about that part of that phrase, and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that were done on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. So basically they just retold what all had happened to them. And as they were saying this, Jesus himself stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be to you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And they said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. So he's telling them, I'm not a ghost, I'm not a spirit. Touch me. I have flesh, I have bones. Touch me, feel me. I'm not a ghost. I really am risen from the dead. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe for joy and wondered, he said to them, Have you any food here? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and ate before them. Now, he probably did that for two reasons. One, he was probably hungry. And two, ghosts don't eat food, right? So it's just another proof of, hey, it really is me. I'm really here. I'm not a ghost because I'm eating food. Ghosts don't eat food. Touch me all you want. You can't feel a ghost. And he said to them, These are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled that were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. This is all happened exactly like it was supposed to, guys. This is the fulfillment of all of those prophecies in the Old Testament. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and he said to them, So it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. This was absolutely necessary. This was God's will. This was God's plan all along. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Now I've got remission of sins circled with a note that says that Acts 2:38 tells us how to get that remission of sins. He doesn't tell us here in this verse. He says that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. How do you get remission of sins? All of God's word is truth, and you have to look at all of it. So Acts 2:38 makes it pretty clear how we get remission of sins. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father on you. But remain in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Which we know Luke wrote the book of Acts. Now, if Luke and Acts were together in the Bible, we would pick up in Acts right where this book leaves off. But whoever put these books in the order that they did put John in between. So, but in Acts 1:8, we will see that the apostles were endued with power from on high in Jerusalem, just as Jesus promised. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and was carried up into heaven. That must have been a sight to see. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. And like I said, Acts chapter 1 picks up right there. But we will be reading the book of John before that, because that's the order the books are in the Bible. Okay, and that is Luke 24.